Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, and now my audio is on, my friends. I am here. I understand that I was muted. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here. June 7th, 2025. WWE Money in the Bank review. I am asking. I've got my, I've reached out to a bunch of people already. I'll tell you guys what I've heard. R-Truth is back. I'm very excited to see this. But let's get through the start of the show. We had a Worlds Collide review today. We had a great scoops thread on FightfulSelect.com. I was in the Discord, by the way, talking about what was happening. Now to be clear, I had no idea who or what was happening at the end of this show. I was just told, surprise is happening at the end of this show. Now that could have meant The Rock. That could have meant a cash-in. That could have meant a lot of things. I did not expect R-Truth in any way, shape, or form to be the surprise at the end of this show. Oh, man. Wild. Wild. Man, I'm getting like a million messages right now. So leave a thumbs up on this video. Please subscribe. We would greatly appreciate it. I want to thank our moderator, Luis, who runs all of our Fightful Espanol accounts. It is a great time to follow all those Fightful Espanol accounts. So get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. We would greatly appreciate that. If you don't know what those are, youtube.com/Fightful. We have our super chats. And then you can go to humperchats.com if you want to use that platform, because I know a lot of you are watching on Twitter as well right now. So we will work our way to the R-Truth element. Obviously, the presser is about to start too, so I'm sure there's going to be some details that are revealed there. Here's what I can tell you guys as of right now, immediately following. I just straight up asked WWE, new contract, and the person that I asked says, I'll check. And then I asked, was the original contract expiration a work? I asked that to a number of people, including some of his closest friends, who said, no, it was not a work. And I'll read you exactly what they said. They said, it was absolutely not a work. They have just come back due to fan outrage and re-offered. So we are going to talk a little bit more about the, was this a work? Was this not a work? And if it was a work, why they probably should have done a little bit of a better job on it. At the end of the show, when we get to that main event level segment, or that main event segment rather, but there's an awful lot to talk about right now. I want to thank our wonderful new partners at MyBookie. That's where we got all of our odds for tonight's show. Use the code FIGHTFUL, and when you deposit $100, you will get $50. When you deposit $200, you will get a bonus $100. Check them out. They provided our odds, not just for this show tonight, but for tonight's UFC 316. I also want to thank our wonderful partner, NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you are a wrestling fan, NordVPN.com/Fightful is something you want. Listen, with all the Twitter wars going on these days and talks of a recession and all that, you want to save a little money? NordVPN is saving wrestling fans money. You can change your virtual location when you get NordVPN.com/Fightful and get pay-per-views, you know, from other companies, even tonight's UFC, at the price they're paying overseas, which here in the States would be a lot cheaper if I got it for the price they're paying in the UK at like 2-3 in the morning. Not just that, but 2+ years of NordVPN subscription costs less than 1 month of a cable subscription. And they have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if for any reason you don't like it, you can get your money back. They also have 24/7 tech support. So if you think, oh, well, I don't know if I'll be able to put it on all of my devices or use all these operating systems, they're going to be able to help you. They also have a password manager and a file encryption tool, Threat Protection Pro. It's the fastest VPN on the planet. They also have free eSIM data from Saley as well. So many different options for you guys. But on the very basic tier of NordVPN.com/Fightful, you can change your virtual location. Then with one Netflix subscription, see all of WWE's content. Super easy and a great way to save some money. Thank you to our friends at NordVPN.com/Fightful. Whoo boy, let's talk about this show. What, man, let's first off, Worlds Collide was a lot of fun today. Check out our review for that. But a few notes from that. They cut Del Rio from their video that aired. It seems like they don't want people to think that they had anything to do with Del Rio. Got the belt off of him, never promoted him, got him the hell off there. Usually on nights like this, WWE wants to be over before a UFC pay-per-view. That didn't happen tonight. Absolutely did not happen tonight. It's interesting how late this one went. Definitely. We also have Nikki Bella coming back on Monday Night Raw. So someone in our Patreon comments was just straight up like, yeah, Nikki Bella's come back on Raw. And I didn't even think anything of it. I knew she was going to do something else with WWE. And ahead of Evolution made sense, but I didn't expect that. And I was like, damn, man, good shout. Good call. Good call on that one. But also, we've got King and Queen of the Ring announced. That was revealed on SmackDown, but I didn't cover that. Glad to see that back. I think that's a good one. But the big one, FightfulSelect.com, best $5.99 a month in the business. We had a big scoops thread today on all kinds of stuff. But yesterday, we said Triple H was filming around a black SUV and said something like, anything worth doing is worth doing twice. And it was in reference to WrestleMania, which is in Las Vegas, April 18th and 19th, 2026. It is official. I want to know from you guys in the chat, how are you all feeling about WrestleMania in Las Vegas? As listen, I just got another message from a WWE talent. Says, so happy about the truth thing. Looks like they didn't like all the bad press. We won. Feels really cool when the little guys win. And I'll naturally inquire here. Y'all are going to see me working in real time. This is going to be like brawl in, brawl out level. Well, I wasn't on the brawl out show. It'll be brawl in level stuff. Me talking to talent while on the show about this situation. Because I can tell you guys this. There are no agents. There are no talent. There are no staff that believe this was a work. Many of them had very sincere, emotional conversations with Ron Killings throughout this week. And I find it very hard to believe that Ron Killings would do that to people that he's worked with for 5, 10, 15 years. You know what I mean? That's where I stand on this. And I just said, a lot of people online think it's a work. And this person said, nope. What it is because the powers that be don't want to look bad in the news. They were getting obliterated. And they were shook. Damn, man. And look, I know I'm going to deal with people like this. Do you all know how many people I've dealt with like this over the years? Do you know how many people said this to me over the Cody AEW contract? Do you know how many people said this to me over CM Punk getting in fights at AEW? Do you know how many people said this about Bryan Danielson and the Yes Movement until they got bullied into it, basically? To the point to where Bryan Danielson in his own book was like, guys, it was not a work. I cannot convey this to you guys enough. Not everything is a work. Let's just say hypothetically it was. Let's say hypothetically this was a work. And this is before Triple H speaks on it, and maybe he throws a whole lot of confusion into it. Maybe. Somebody says, have you ever been wrong? Of course I've been wrong. Of course I have. Nobody bats 1,000. But what are you saying that I'm wrong about here? R-Truth tweeting that he was leaving WWE, and WWE as a company, mind you, saying, hey, this isn't a release. His contract is expiring. That's the situation. That was from them. That was the report. It wasn't me saying, hey, guys, I just happened to know it was WWE. WWE claiming this. But if it was a work, why wasn't John Cena taking credit for this if they're going to immediately work R-Truth into an angle with John Cena? You know what I mean? I don't know. Again, when and if Triple H speaks on it, I'll let you guys know. But listen, I'm getting messages from agents, from talent, and it's interesting how many people online are saying it's a work and how zero people in the company as of right now are saying that it's a work. And Efren says, not everything is a work, not rock. There you go. Well, Flame Inc. says, do you know why WDB is holding back the 2K25 celeb from the first DLC? It's almost time for the next DLC and nothing. It's really annoying. Flame Inc., I am going to put this down in my notes and I will send an inquiry out to 2K and see what I can find out for you. The Line Drive says, going to be honest, as annoying as higher ticket prices and all the ads are, I'll take it for a company that listens to fans when they royally screw up, shouldn't make the mistake, but it's better than laughing at Fiend and Seth. For those of you who don't understand that reference, I covered the Fiend and Seth Rollins Hell in a Cell situation where I spoke to somebody who was backstage in Gorilla, and when the crowd reacted the way that they did, Vince just kind of giggled at it and was like, ha ha ha. It's a far cry from that. Now, again, this was a situation where I'm like, how did you not make money on R-Truth anyway? Right? Great merch seller, great locker room guy. Regardless of the situation, unless they're just like, hey, come do an angle before you leave, which again, I don't know what his contract status of is on here right now. But I mean, they're advertising new merch for him, so there's that. But you want him on your team. You want R-Truth on your staff, in your locker room. You absolutely want R-Truth as a part of your company. And there is not much of a situation where I think that the company is better off without R-Truth than with R-Truth. Because he is somebody that everybody loves. And I do mean everybody loves. Yeah, it's one of those things. I was shocked when they announced, or when he announced rather, that he was going to go. But we are going to get more details on that. I'm going to get a lot more reactions as the show goes on. Let's talk about the show. Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Naomi was the MyBookie AG favorite. Use that code Fightful. And that's who we picked as well. I've been saying it for the last week. I was leaning. I picked Naomi. I was like, maybe Stephanie. But I thought this was good stuff. I honestly enjoyed about everything on this show. And I think that right now, WWE has a real opportunity with their women's division. With the women's division right now, because it is getting this robust addition of Roxanne Perez, who is just such a phenomenal performer in the ring and outside the ring, as we've seen. And when she was coming up in ROH and everything, that was the question. It's like, okay, she's good in the ring. Is she going to be able to round it out with the character? And she is a ridiculously good character. You've got Julia added to this roster. And she seems like she's angling for the U.S. title based on last week, right? Or last night. You got Stephanie, who is just a force immediately over with the crowd. The crowd reacts to her moves. The crowd reacts to what she's doing. They make noise for her. The build for Stephanie was phenomenal. And listen, I don't even care that it was a petty signing that they saw when Mercedes had the match with her. It was a good signing. That's something WWE should do. I've got no issues with WWE seeing Stephanie Vacker against Mercedes Moné on an AEW show and going, well, we need to sign her. Because otherwise, you should have had her signed to AEW otherwise. She's a free agent. She can sign anywhere. I think CMLL actually let her out of the deal. But, like, absolute, like, wonderful signing from WWE. A brilliant one. Ryan says, good winner, but, man, Women's Money in the Bank felt poorly produced. I'm okay with some of that. Because when you got six people and ladders, it's going to be a little bit messy. And I'm not looking for Inoki and Billy Robinson here. I'm not looking for like a World of Sport match here. It's going to be messy. It's going to be violent. There's going to be some spots that don't hit quite smooth enough that have some clunkiness to them. It's okay. There's a bunch of ladders involved. When it gets to the point to where like there are just nonstop botches, okay, well, then maybe scale it back. But I didn't see that. I didn't see that. Ryan, I see you felt like they were scared of a high spot. But, I mean, to me, there were enough spots that I liked. And I'll tell you, because I don't see them as being super safe, like some of you all were saying. Like, I love the Naomi. It's not the pedigree, but you know how MJF does the pile driver on the rope? She does one in, like, a pedigree stance. I really, really loved, as I'm told, Kathy Kelly is crying about R-Truth being back on the post show. Yeah, I'm sure it was a work, guys. I'm sure that's why Kathy Kelly is tearful right now. But Roxanne countering the Razor's Edge. I was watching that and I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't throw her. And then she did that and then hit that springboard moonsault that has just become a staple for her. There was the German off the ladder that I liked a lot. Even though it was not like a big high bump spot, the one where Roxy and Julia slammed Alexa along the side of the ladder, that was a really good spot too. The double code reds were good. Like, I don't think that you always got to do, for example, when Zelina did that really beautiful sunset flip powerbomb onto the bridge ladder a couple years ago. I don't think you always got to do that. Because when Stephanie doing the devil's kiss to Rhea on a ladder is going to get as big of a pop as anything, go with that, man. By all means, if you are a pro wrestler and you can get away with doing less, do it. And Stephanie's got something very special there, and they immediately worked it in with the biggest women's star in that company and got an insane reaction for it. I really enjoyed this match. Julia's selling is top tier. It is. It is. I mean, listen, there you go. I'm getting messages right now, by the way, about this, where people in the company claim that this just happened. My gosh, yeah. They claim that it happened over the last couple of weeks. They claim there might be some presentation changes for R-Truth. I'll work on trying to get this. I got a post show right now, but it's coming in quickly. It's coming in very quickly, but he was already getting inquiries and fielding inquiries like from other companies and indie companies and stuff like that. I can tell you that multiple indie companies reached out to me about his contract status as well. So I know a lot of them were looking at that as well. Whew. I love these, man. I love these shows where something exciting is going on in real time. I'm just glad that it's not a fist fight. I'm glad it's something positive, like a beloved guy in pro wrestling coming back. That's what I'm happy about. Really happy about that. So, the winner of the Money in the Bank match, Naomi, I am all for this, man. I am all for this. This is, she has done such great work, man. Like, you think about how long she has been around the global wrestling scene, right? She did FCW, but she has been a part of WWE for over a decade, and if not WWE, TNA. And we are talking about like 13, 14 years into her main roster television career. She is about to get a defining singles push. Now, I know that, you know, she had the title back in the day and really, really helped anchor a SmackDown division that made an awful lot out of very little. But like, man, the promo work that Naomi did, which again, was something that producers would always tell me they wanted her to work on and they wanted her to do better at. She's killing it social media. She's doing great in the ring. She is really, really killing, like, really killing it from a character standpoint. Like, she is really doing great with the promos as well. Man, I'm over the moon about this. I think it is a phenomenal decision to have Money in the Bank go to Naomi. And now Naomi will terrorize people. She's been like posting these videos of her, like, what is it, putting razors in cakes or like poisoning cakes or whatever. I don't know what she put in there, but she clearly was taunting Jade. She's going to terrorize some girls. And she should. She absolutely should. She should become like the most obnoxious troll with this Money in the Bank briefcase. Just lovely decision. D. Burns says, the longer we go without, the more I wonder who the first failed women's cash-in. What do you think Naomi has in being the first? Well, considering that I want to say shout out to WrestleVotes, who had reported this, we got a little bit more clarity on Triple H. He seemingly does not like the Money in the Bank, which he's never held Money in the Bank. He's never been in a qualifier, never been cashed in on, but it's too big to go away now. I feel like, you know, you could see quite a bit of that as he doesn't like it as much, but again, it's too big for that show to go away. It's a big moneymaker for them. I think it's possible, but I want Naomi to win the title and I want her to cash in successfully. My question will be, how long does she keep it? Because Tiffany holding it as long as she did was quite a bit of rarity, a bit of a rarity. If you go back and look at the history of women who held Money in the Bank briefcases, traditionally, it's not very long. There's Carmella, Tiffany, and everybody else was a very, very short period. Guevara says, Mr. Iguana is the winner of the weekend. They're going to make so much money selling iguana puppets. So, listen, I'm still learning AAA and a lot of stuff like that. I hit up Luis, who runs Fightful Select Espanol, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Follow them all, friends. And I was like, listen, it's smarten me up. Is this normal? And he goes, he's a big fan favorite, but he's on the undercard. So him getting this reaction is not usual in the slightest. It is half a year into the year, and Lindsay Dorado doing a Spanish fly on his little iguana puppet is one of the most viewed things I've tweeted this year. It is a very WWE centric type of thing, like a meme wrestler that gets over, and he's very lovable in that sense. Here's what I liked when they obviously made a decision to bring him in there. You could see in the background that people were stopping him and taking pictures with him behind commentary, which I love. I love. Thought that was really, really good. Oh, I got, sorry, I'm getting a bunch of UFC notes as well. We do have someone asking about UFC tonight. Who do I think is going to win? Listen, guys, if you ever watched the Showdown Joe and Sean Ross Sapp, holy smokes, MMA podcast back in the day, you know I was a Dvalishvili guy way back when he debuted. I was like, that's future world champion right there. I also think Kayla Harrison could end up winning that title. That's what I'm seeing. Or winning as well. I got Dvalishvili, Kayla Harrison. That's the direction I'm going. And then we get Kayla Harrison and Amanda Nunes. Hell yeah, brother. But yeah, Dvalishvili, that's my guy, man. Like, I am as much of a casual MMA fan as anybody. I'll give you guys a little example. We complain about how long TNA pay-per-views are, right? 5, 6 hours. We used to complain about how long the WrestleMania shows were, right? The 7, 8 hour shows. That is every Saturday when you are covering UFC, man. It is an exhausting thing. And the interviews aren't exciting. Like, I had a friend of mine who is now an MMA fighter. I trained her a little bit like 10 years ago. We were talking about her media. She's like, well, what are some of the things that you like and don't like about MMA interviews? And I go, to be honest with you, we don't give a shit how your training camp went. Go watch pro wrestling interviews. Go watch Ariel Helwani interview pro wrestlers and see how, like, that generates interest. We want to learn about the person. We want to hear stories. We don't want to hear how your camp went, because your camp always went great, obviously. Oh, man, where did my... There we go. Oh, Pat says, media literacy is so cooked. How do you even fix? You don't. You absolutely do not fix the media literacy now. I hoped for so long that whenever it is that I die, that media literacy would be better. And at least audiences would get smart about it. TKO will release others to pay for truth contract. Come on. Why are we talking about that? Why are we fantasy booking people like that? Boxcar Racer says, on WrestleMania, I have fam in Vegas, so the spend is minimal, but I'll probably stick to watching the Mania Week Indies and NXT. WrestleMania is not worth the price to me. Well, who knows how that will necessarily land? Who knows how long that will go? Like these insane ticket prices. I mean, I feel I'm subsiding like somewhat, right? It's not as stiff as it was, but listen, if you want to stay stiff all the time. You know, Fightful and Blue Chew have been at it a long time. Maybe you've been at it a long time. Maybe you're lacking that motivation. Maybe you're lacking that confidence. You don't think you have what you once had. Blue Chew is here to get you there. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. You'll get your first shipment free of what? Well, it's a chewable tablet that has the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so it gets your performance ready to go. It's prescribed online. It ships straight to your door. You do an online consultation, and if approved, you'll be back to that main event level performance. Sometimes it's not even about performance. It's about that confidence. And Blue Chew is going to make sure that you have that. Blue Chew and the code Fightful. Your first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping. What is there to lose? BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. Make sure that every year is an erection year and that your polls are right. Fid McAwesome, our good friend, says, Make AAA international on YouTube and I'll watch. And Luis says AAA currently has a deal with Canal Space streaming on Max in Mexico that lasts a year. But no specific expiration date was mentioned when it was announced. I wonder how that will affect WWE's approach with AAA. Let me tell you guys, there ain't going to be no producer in the game better than Luis for all these questions, because he helps me so much with this stuff. He is killing it with Fightful Espanol. Please support his approach. If you speak Spanish, please follow those on Instagram and Facebook as well. Ryan says Naomi winning maybe means Jade for Queen of the Ring. Queen Jade Cargill seems like it makes an awful lot of sense to me, right? That makes an awful lot of sense to me. Dominic defeated Octagon Jr. This was a pretty short match. I was like, damn, man. Like, I was glad they set it up. I like Dominic. He did not get the babyface reaction that he kind of has been getting a little bit here and there lately at Worlds Collide. Man, big time heel stuff. And they got Octagon on the show. Octagon Jr. I need to specify that. It's Octagon Jr., not Octagon, because AAA fans will know there's a big distinction there. But this went like less than 5 minutes, right? Less than 5 minutes? We could not have had this be more than 4 minutes and 55 seconds for a guy that just won on your man. Damn. This is fine. Octagon's got some cool moves. But Dominic, you know, was healing up a little bit. I was just like, huh. I wondered what this was, because we had reported on Monday on Fightful Select he was going to be on Worlds Collide. So they had this planned early in the week, very, very early on for Dominic and Octagon Jr. But I'm just still sitting here like 3-4 more minutes could have went a long way. Octagon got a couple good moves in, but it was all right. It was to put over the corporate synergy, I guess. Is that it? I don't think if they put Iguana in there, the crowd would have loved it. I think they like just seeing Iguana. Iguana is going to be all over NXT, I bet. I'm just puzzled by the Dominic Octagon thing. And again, I have no problem with Dominic winning. I love Dominic as a performer. He's fantastic. It's just like, whew. I'm just going to start to read you guys the messages I get from people as this goes on. Somebody sent me a message from someone in the business that thought it was a work and said, so-and-so is so fucking dumb. And now I'm getting screenshots of people like having conversations with Truth about booking him out when he was available. Insanity. They saw the backlash and changed their tune. I'm surprised. These are all people in the industry or in the company, by the way. Brian more or less says, if Naomi cashes in on Tiffany, I need a triple threat against Jade and Bianca at SummerSlam. That could be fun. I could get down with that for sure. But like if it's that, I would want Naomi to win. I don't want her to like cash in on like them. And unless Jade's about to win, or Jade does win the title and Naomi immediately takes it from her. I think that would be good. That could happen. Corey says Dom versus Octagon Octagon Jr. could have been good on Raw. I don't like, I'm okay with it being on Money in the Bank. I'm just like, damn, man, this is your brand new partner and one of their talent that you're presumably doing something where you want him looking good and he loses like in under 5 minutes. I'm like, why under 5 minutes, right? S. Taylor says, I should rephrase. I hope that doesn't happen. Well, thank you for rephrasing. We appreciate that. Somebody said, now, who called Tom Pestock? Who called? Tom Pestock is not a dumb guy. The former Baron Corbin is a brilliant gentleman. Like, he is, that man is not only a very, very smart dude, he is one of the best people I have ever done media with. I love talking to Tom Pestock, the former Baron Corbin. You want to talk about somebody who would always treat an interview like it was their first interview of the day. That's Tom Pestock right there. He would be very transparent, very entertaining, very honest in interviews. He would give you stuff that you didn't know about. You always learn something interviewing that gentleman. Just because we disagreed on an approach, and you know, he said that he preferred Vince's method and talked about loyalty, and I didn't see it that way. No, I got nothing but love and respect for Tom Pestock, and I don't think that there's much of anybody that has ever spoken to Tom that also wouldn't have respect for him, because he is, especially in a media setting as well. Like, again, I've never heard anything bad about him from a wrestler or a performer standpoint. Like, anybody like that say anything negative about him. And I just saw this tweet. But yeah, just very, very good with media. But listen, right now, Tom is in the situation where he is going to be sharing his very unfiltered thoughts on everything. And if that is how he viewed Vince McMahon, like, I can't tell him he's wrong. I can disagree with him, but he had an awful lot of firsthand experience there. And he is going to be talking about his firsthand experience an awful lot on Busted Open. And it's going to be very valuable experience. He's a guy who was through NXT, through WWE, through the pandemic era, through back in NXT, an awful lot of stuff. Finn's wife was at Worlds Collide. She was doing some of the interviews for them, which makes an awful lot of sense. Becky Lynch defeated Lyra. I love this match too, guys. Becky and Lyra have really, really good chemistry. Really great chemistry together. I love that Lyra spin kick that she just walloped Becky with. There was the leg drop over the barricade that was just phenomenal. Like, I remember RVD would do that, and his actually protected him a little bit because he could kind of turn into it. Lyra's is just slamming my ass onto the ground. Hopefully it doesn't compress my vertebrae. My God. There was a great catching power bomb from Becky that I liked an awful lot. She did the manhandle slam on the second from the second rope, and I got sold a ticket there. I thought that Lyra was going to win this because I thought that full on, like, I thought that Lyra was going to get put over and Bayley was going to come back. We didn't see Bayley. People asking why no Bayley. I don't have that answer. I thought she was going to be back well before this as well. I thought well before it, but didn't end up happening. Let's see here. Sorry, I'm getting, I'm still getting notes, guys. It's wild. Hunter did the typical all part of the show in response to the truth. Not buying it, brother. Not buying it at all. Not buying it one bit. If so, man, if they worked the talent, whew, that ain't something that the talent will be cool with. Because, I mean, the talent are, listen, they are all on the opposite end of that. But the manhandle slam, like, I got sold an absolute ticket on that. Absolute ticket on that. I thought that for sure that was going to end it. Then they go outside, do a Nightwing on the floor. I was like, damn, okay. But when I saw the Nightwing on the floor, I was like, okay, Becky's probably going to win this. Becky holds the tights, gets the win. And the way that they said it, I was like, are they going to, like, are they going to come back and like reverse the decision? Because they had Michael Cole leaning into it heavily. So I was like, are they going to do that? Surely not. Surely not. Parker Hines says, they sold me a ticket with the double countout finish on the women's IC title match. That too. So I was like, okay, maybe we're going to end up seeing a double countout here. Would have been. Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral spray and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's hims.com/fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And hopping mad if it happened. Great match, though. It was a phenomenal match. They've got really good chemistry. And this does play into the Becky Hogan thing where people are like, oh, look at that. Becky winning another one. But I mean, I feel like Lyra gained an awful lot from this feud. I mean, first off, the entrance is so over. She got over on the mic quite a bit. She's gotten over in the ring quite a bit as well. Just an awful lot of stuff that, that is working really, really well for Lyra. Yeah. Lyra then has to raise up the hand of Becky Lynch, and she goes around and does all that, and then Lyra beats her up. Go figure. Brian more or less says, well, someone asked Triple H about truth, and he says it's all part of the show as an answer. Get ready for the idiot, Sean. Well, listen, if it was all part of the show, Triple H has got to get ready for his roster being pissed off at him. That's it. Because his roster right now is full of people that had conversations with R-Truth and were feeling very emotional and upset and bothered by this throughout the week. In fact, here's another one I'll read to you guys. Actually, nope, can't read that one. That one's off the record. Sorry about that. PW Insider reported that this came together in the last week or the last few days, and that he will be using the Ron Killings name. I can't speak to the Ron Killings thing or when it came together, but yeah. Yeah. That is definitely something that we're going to be keeping up and working on. But let me tell you guys, I can't say specifically, definitively, yes, a work, no, a work. If it is a work, if it was always a work, the roster is going to be very, very pissed off about it. And if it was a work, are Carlito and Valhalla's job safe? If it were a work, why did John Cena not mention this at all? Seems like some easy heat, right? If it was a work, why couldn't Rhea Ripley wear her Ron Killings shirt on Raw? Hmm. Quite interesting, right? Matt C says, Truth is listed as Ron Killings on the shop. Listen, good. I hope he sells a ton of those shirts. We've got KE775 says, do you think it's Becky Lyra 3 at Evolution, or does Bayley return by then? I think they got to go to something new, man. I think they really do got to go to something new. It's been this since Mania, which is, I guess it's not that. It's like about 6 weeks, right? 6 weeks. Yeah. I would say about. They could, but I don't think so. I don't think so. I would look at this and I would think that Bayley surely is going to come back. Is Bayley legit hurt? I mean, she's been working out and juggling and all kinds of stuff. I mean, listen, that doesn't necessarily mean that she's good to go, but yeah. I would go towards the Bayley thing though. But then it's like, what does Lyra do? What does Lyra do? We got the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Seth Rollins was the My Bookie AG favorite, as was Becky Lynch, by the way. I should specify that. Seth Rollins was the favorite. I know Solo Sikoa was the favorite on some others that we're not with anymore, but My Bookie had the right line. Let me get to this. Dream Ninja says, Becky versus Lyra in a cage or Hell in a Cell or Last Woman Standing for the finale of the feud, please. So fun to watch those two. Lyra is just exceptional in ring. She is. She absolutely is. She's got it all put together right now. She's going to find another little thing that like clicks big, and she is going to be like, she's going to be really great. Seth Rollins wins. You got Solo Sikoa, LA Knight, Penta, El Grande Americano, and Andrade. Some incredible spots here. Sick sunset flip bomb on El Grande Americano. I saw somebody suggest in our chat, and to the point to where I brought it up to somebody in the know, I was like, one of our viewers had a pretty good theory about Triple H not liking Money in the Bank. And it's like, what if El Grande Americano won Money in the Bank and then cashed in on the Triple A title after losing as Chad Gable? They're like, okay, that's pretty good stuff, but that's not what is happening. So Andrade had a rough one. He was all over the place. There's a Mexican destroyer on the ladder. Oh man, Rollins ate a sunset flip bomb as well. But this became more about story than it was spots in this match. It became a lot more. Which by the way, we had reported on FightfulSelect.com that there was a fireball, or we didn't report there would be a fireball whiskey ladder, but there were discussions of a sponsored ladder, and it was the fireball whiskey ladder, and El Grande Americano comes in and does the Terry Funk spot. A little part of my soul died when they did that. Oh, yeah, Andrade took a ladder to the nuts, too. Yikes. Can they cash in on a AAA or TNA title? It's pro wrestling. You can make change any rules you want, right? But the Mexican destroyer on the ladder was great. But let's talk about one of the best ladder spots I've ever seen in my life. There's a ladder outside. There's a ladder inside. Then there's a ladder set up in the middle. El Grande Americano dominoes one ladder onto another ladder onto a third ladder. That was probably the most impressive spot with a ladder like that I've ever seen in my entire life. That and this dude's doing it in a mask that he's been working on in for a couple months, right? It was insane. And then LA Knight's able to run up there. Like, listen, let's be real. I love LA Knight. He has that one, like, overly ambitious athletic spot that we all go, like, per big match. And I thought this might be it, but he got up there. And then he does, like, what was it? Like, the belly-to-back suplex and spun with it. And then bam, just right into the mat. What a sick suplex. That was filthy. 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 Just and one of the best spots in a ladder match I've ever seen. It was just really good. Then we get we get the Seth Riders out there, Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker. And then the Bloodline come out, or what's left of the Bloodline, even though they don't technically like call it that, right? They don't technically call them the Bloodline anymore. Well, they're done. Solo Sikoa and JC Mateo helped take out the Seth Riders. And then Solo is left at the top. And Jacob pulls him down. Jacob heard the... what was it he said last night? He insulted Jacob's intelligence. And this is like... When's the last time the Bloodline was down to one or two people, right? Been a while. And they're off to the races, and Jacob Fatu is going to be a monster babyface. Just an absolute monster babyface. All gas, no brains is what he said. Whew. I thought that was a wonderful piece of writing as well. Bad Robot said, I thought the show was really fun overall. Loved the women's matches. The roster's so good, they need more time. Glad Fatu turned. I wish he said he loved and said, though, good luck to your phone battery. You know, that's why I got this bad boy right here, but it is sitting on 42, so I I probably should have checked that. Oh, man. So... TKO social media, clap, clap, clap at R-Truth, welcoming him back. That money still needs to be cut. Where's it come from? We ain't speculating that. Come on now. We ain't doing that. We ain't sitting here like asking, like saying, oh, well, who's going to get cut? No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to fantasy book somebody losing their job. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Luis, please check the notes in the chat. Please check the notes in the chat. And listen, I will be back momentarily because we are going to hear from our wonderful partner at Helix. My friends, I am here to tell you about a partnership that helped change my life. HelixSleep.com/Fightful. A few years ago, pandemic, I needed to make a change. I needed to sleep better. I wasn't getting a good quality night's sleep, and I found Helix. I found Helix because I didn't want to go to a mattress store, roll around on a mattress that somebody else was. So I found Helix, and I found just thousands of five-star reviews online. And then I took their online quiz. I was matched up with the Dusk Lux model, and I've been sleeping good ever since. I've slept better and more quality nights since then than I did in probably the 10 years before. And they have a variety of mattresses that fit your needs. They've got great reviews, not just from people online, but Good Housekeeping, GQ, Wired, all that good stuff. It is comfort designed for everybody. If you need something that cools you down, if you're a plus-size sleeper, if you need something that aligns your spine, HelixSleep.com/Fightful has you covered. There's always a great deal over at HelixSleep.com/Fightful, including the ability to get their free Dream pillows with your order at helixsleep.com/Fightful. Ship straight to your door for free. You can try it out 100 nights risk-free. And if for some reason you don't like it, they'll come and get it for you. You've got nothing to lose but a great night's sleep to gain. helixsleep.com/Fightful. So, I got some more messages about this. The R-Truth situation, obviously. Let's see here. Like, they couldn't stand the bad press. They're trying to shortchange talent, give scraps. And I think that's a typo. Oh, and Talon have a right to say they want more after years and years of dedication. Don't think he was on a high deal. Don't think they wanted to give him a penny more, and he really won. Now they have their tails tucked between their legs, laughing at them, pretending this was all a part of the show. This is an active talent, by the way. Like it was some master plan with R-Truth. I think Cody kind of blew, this person's breaking the news to me. Says, I think Cody kind of blew Hunter's cover during his post-show press conference. He said, quote, we heard you and our goal is to make you happy, blah, blah. Cody made it out like they knew they screwed up and had to fix it. But it's okay, guys. I'm sure that what they actually did, I'm sure they actually worked all their talent and made a bunch of people really unhappy this week just because they wanted to do that. Yeah. Seth Rollins wins the Money in the Bank ladder match, by the way. Great decision. To the point to where when I got that note, like, oh, something's going to happen at the end of this show. Of course, two things hit my mind. Cash in, Seth Rollins, and then The Rock's mom is there, right? Could it be? Could it be? No, nah, he ain't back. Yeah. So I just think that there's a world of possibilities with Seth Rollins as Mr. Money in the Bank, right? A lot. And tonight there wasn't the immediate situation where he could cash. I mean, you could always cash in with Braun and Bronson, but they had been taken out earlier. So there wasn't that immediate opportunity for them. But now every week on Raw, every week on SmackDown, there's going to be that opportunity. And I think he's a right guy. So many times when it's like repeat Royal Rumble winner, repeat Money in the Bank winner or anything like that, I'm like, I don't know about that. But Seth is so different than he was then, even though he was a heel then as well. And he's a tried and true star. Like, they're sitting here talking like, he's the future of WWE. Bro's been there for 13 years. he's been there forever. And he's still fresh. He's still entertaining. He still delivers in the ring. He's still a great character. And you know there can be a lot of entertaining elements here. So an awful lot of what we are seeing here is like, okay, well, how is Jey Uso going to avoid Seth Rollins and that Money in the Bank briefcase? Fozzy Wazzy says, any news on licensed music? Triple H mentioned artists wanted to work with WWE. If they get a favorable deal for it and don't have to pay like an insane amount of money, because I think a lot of people underestimate how much it really costs to license a song. Man, a lot of these songs cost as much as you're paying a wrestler. I mean, not like a top wrestler. I mean, some of them, sure. But these songs are expensive. So when I found out exactly how much some of these were, I was like, okay, I understand why WWE doesn't do a ton of them. You might say, well, why does WWE do it or AEW do it? Because they'll spend the money. He does. He drops the money. As far as everybody else, I didn't think Andrade was going to win Money in the Bank. Didn't think Penta was. I think we are closer to a tag team for him. I saw a lot of people saying, oh, well, LA Knight. LA. I don't think that they have ever looked at him as their world champion. I mean, when he was impossibly over, he was kind of in, like, well, it's the Roman's title, so it wasn't going to happen. But I just look at that, and I'm like, okay, well, they clearly see him in a certain way. They clearly see him in a certain way. Luis, I'll ask you for another note. King Cross now, please. WWE selling every blank space to ads. How long until Paul has temporary tattoos on his head for these pressers? Bald fraud. Well, listen, if he is pretending this is a part of the show again, well, now it's a part of the show. But their intended reaction last week was not. And I mean, there was a WWE spokesman who flat out went to the trouble of not even saying released. And if you were going to work it, why would the company in a specific manner clarify not released? By the way, it is contract expiring. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think you all understand the relationship of media with WWE. Like, WWE in an official capacity does not feed us worked info. That has never happened before. At no point in my life or career has WWE, AEW, TNA, New Japan, MLW, NWA, any of these companies that I have worked with have their PR and reps fed us untrue worked info. There you go. ROH either. None of them. Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes defeated John Cena and Logan Paul. No super chats about the match. But I enjoyed this a lot more than many people did. Outside of the Logan Paul botched buckshot, which Jey Uso was all over, buddy. So one of two things there. Either Jey Uso has incredible reaction time. Somebody says, is that a peacock tumbler? It's a peacock Yeti tumbler. Yeah. It was at one of the media days we did. But yeah, there you go. But that botched buckshot, like either it was a planned botch, which I don't think happened, or Jey Uso's just got really great reaction time, or they had planned the buckshot spot with the super kick anyway, and it ended up being pretty good, right? There was a comment that popped me in our Discord. 8 letters, 2 words, rest hold. Phenomenal. Logan did a good blockbuster here as well. But I thought the highlight spot of this match was when Cody had Logan in the superplex and Logan had the camera. It was the drone camera, right? And he does that, and then Logan Paul's holding it and Jey Uso does that splash. That was a phenomenal piece of content that will probably go viral and probably do really, really well. I'll get to this one. Just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it can't or won't. People are needlessly extra devious these days. Do you all understand the process of what would happen if WWE did that? The individuals would be named and shamed. Like, there's always this thing where people go, well, how can you tell it wasn't like a gigantic, elaborate work? But because the 30 people that I personally have spoken to about this within the company over the last week would just get named and shamed as a result of that. But by all means, listen, I am not going to, I'm not going to pick on anybody. If you think it's a work, tell me why. If you don't think it's a work, tell me why. Because R-Truth, he re-debuted. R-Truth popped up at the end of this show in a hoodie and attacked John Cena. And then that was the end of the match. Oh, also, Logan Paul was one of the best acai moonsaults to the outside you are ever going to see. Unreal. Unbelievably good. Logan Paul did really, really great. Then why did Triple H say at the press conference it was all part of a show? Well, because he's lying. That's what I assume, is he's not being honest. And if he isn't lying, then they all lied to their talent. They all lied to their staff. They lied to their talent relations department. A talent relations employee had to call R-Truth on the phone. And this employee was named in subsequent conversations with additional talent, because it was noted, not even top brass called him about it. There are so many small details in the conversations that R-Truth has had with people over the last week. This is what I always tell people, guys. I talk to the best liars in the world for a living on a daily basis. That is both a good and bad thing. These people make you want to think they're hurt when they're not hurt, and that they're not hurt when they are hurt. That's the job, is to blur those lines. And that's what Triple H is trying to do right now. Now, Kathy Kelly kind of blew the cover by crying on TV. Cody Rhodes kind of blew that cover. Hate to tell you, TNA kind of blew their cover by admitting that they were having conversations with R-Truth already. That's been reported. Bunch of indies kind of blew the cover by mentioning they were trying to book him out. There were a lot of things that don't lend to this. Now, listen. There are going to be an infinite number of the dumbest, most obnoxious people you have ever interacted with on Twitter. The absolute dumbest people that will have very little critical thinking as it relates to this. And what they will want to do is just be jerks to people like me or anybody else that was bothered by the fact that WWE did something that they didn't like. Because that's the nature of wrestling fandom, right? You're going to see a lot of people that are like, well, my favorite company couldn't have done anything wrong. Right? You see it all the time. You really used to see it with TNA. That was one of the most delusional. When TNA was at its worst, lowest points, people might remember TNA Mecca, right? And you would see all of that. Couldn't say anything mildly critical about the company. The reality is, based on the feedback I've gotten from WWE performers, staff, and the like, that this was not a work, that this was not an elaborate thing. And if it was, there's going to be a lot of talent that are probably going to be knocking on Triple H's door on Monday saying, what the fuck? Because this isn't a situation where it's like, oh man, we had to secretly protect this elaborate R-Truth return. It's like there were people that were fearful for their jobs. There were two people that got informed that their contracts were coming up. Carlito and Valhalla ain't walking through that door. Carlito ain't strolling back into the clubhouse on Monday. Valhalla ain't going to be out there with her turkey leg and her antlers for a tag team title match. People lost their jobs in this round of like contract expirations. Now, what they have done was presumably, and I want to say this, presumably, listen to the audience. And what a cool moment that was. Once all the bullshit of the weird people gets washed away, and you'll get, oh my God, you all got work, you marks. All that gets away. R-Truth had a really great all-time, to make sure I didn't mute myself, all-time cool career moment. It was fantastic. Now, I do want to say this. His contract was not up yet. Let me be clear about that. His contract was expiring. I don't know if they've signed a new one now. Signs point to, yeah, I'm sure they did. I don't have that information guaranteed now. But people in the company immediately feel like, okay, well, they wouldn't have done that if they were just going to let him go. Usually when WWE informs people that their contracts are up, there's like a month left. So usually that's about what it is. Efren says, I had such plans for Truth in Jacksonville. I don't think that was going to happen. Drodacy says, the Truth has set me free. Ryan says, Truth was smart. Announced his release. Good on him. Joseph Tollett says, I need OC in WWE and winning Money in the Bank. Go the full year without cashing in due to his laziness. Joseph, it's not missed. Don't worry. We don't get these in order. We get them as they fit in the segment. So we just got yours. Don't worry. It's R-Truth is the best feel-good moment since Cody's finish. It's such a great feel-good moment. R-Truth is so widely beloved within that company and the wrestling industry. I mentioned this before. So unfortunately, we covered like hundreds of WWE and many company releases, departures, firings, all that stuff. This was a contract expiration for a 53-year-old man. And again, I want to make this clear. I much prefer WWE letting contracts expire than releasing people. I think it's just the more humane way to go about it. And I'd never seen an outpouring and reaction from the roster like what we saw. Let's get to the was it a work super chats. If we were work, awesome. They reversed decision to release R-Truth, awesome, said Fid McAwesome. Flame Inc. says the WWE just workers on the R-Truth angle. Again, if they did, they worked their talent too, and that is never a good thing. So is it safe to say R-Truth trolled everyone of him being released? Or did WWE know they messed up and brought him back? I am leaning 95% they knew they messed up and brought him back. Love for Boost says Triple H gives White House press conferences all lies. Well, Cody Rhodes says, quote, the truth is you guys wanted truth and it's always our job. Mine, Jay, Paul, Nick, it's our job to give you what you want. So thank you for letting us know. Thank you very much. When do you think they re-signed him? I have not been able to dig too much into that. Mike Johnson, a PW Insider, says in the last 72 hours, and he is very, very accurate on the majority of his information. So I would believe that Mike Johnson is accurate on that as well. That checks out. Is Miz pissed off at Triple H's statement? No, I'd never heard anything like that. Miz's contract is, I think it goes through this year unless they've reached a new deal. Miz himself has said that they're fine. They're absolutely fine. He has the 30-second commercial before Big Bang Theory on Turner at 3 a.m. Return running to the ring to defend his title. And TK says, yeah, we don't do that here. Jonathan says, did you see the new Ron Killing shirt for Truth? Seems like he's going. His real name and dropping the jokey persona. Luis says, for clarity, it's not a new shirt. He'd worn it before. WWE just started promoting it today for the buzz. There you go. There you go. Vic says, they let him go. Everyone got pissed. They brought him back. It's really not deep. Guys, if you go back and listen to my shows throughout this week, there were people saying, do you think that because of this reaction that they could bring back R-Truth? And I said, yeah, of course I do. Like, why? Of course. Did that Select Answers run even? But like, my God, like, of course that was an option. He is a locker room guy that you want as you want him there. You want that type of guy there. Tim Traver says, I don't think it was worth it. I don't think it was a work for R-Truth to come back. Might felt like it because WWE felt bad and heard the fans crying for R-Truth. Just a thought. That's what I'm thinking too. And a shout out to Tim Traver, the Diecast Collective. Check that out if you guys haven't already. Dakota says, I don't understand how people can think it was a work. Why would they fake not renew his contract? If they wanted to work us, they could have done an injury angle after Saturday night's main event and still got the same outcome here. I mean, listen, they certainly would not have clarified to me, hey, this was an expiration, not a release. You know what I mean? Like, and I mean, you got John Alba saying he was told to actively engage promoters about doing work for them when they knew he wasn't actually gone. It'd be an absurd, shitty business practice and unfair to them. It wasn't that. He was going to be a free agent. Yeah. Oh, man. It's just, God, it is It is an insane, weird amount of bootlicking that I'm watching. Oh man, they got us so good. Like, about stuff that they actually work us on. Sure. By all means. 95% is how I'm leaning here. And I'm being real generous with that extra 5%. Being real generous with that. Broadway Joe says they didn't feel bad, LMAO. They figured out 500K isn't worth losing your fan base over. I want to make it clear. I don't know if that was his salary. And now, look, back in line like the good puppets fans are. I mean, listen, I don't want to call names. There are a lot of puppets about this one. That is, and listen, there is a guy that seems to want people to think that he is a grand puppet master. Mm-hmm. Kind of weird. It's very odd, right? Like, and this sort of obtuse thing happened last year with the Drew Gulak thing too, where Drew Gulak had been given some creative ideas. They had creative plans for him after his contract would have been up. Then the Rousey thing hit and they're like, oh yeah, so we ain't renewing that. And it's like, okay, it was very much a semantics thing. This is not a semantics thing. His contract was coming up. They informed this man that his contract was coming up. That is a fact. That is a straight up fact. But N. Simmons says, my problem with Triple H in these press conferences, the way he's answering questions is like, we're idiots. It's okay when you mess up. It's okay to admit when you mess up, stop the BS. That's why I don't ask questions there anymore. Like, what's the point? What is the point? And when you go into them, they don't say, this is going to be a work, or this is going to be a shoot, or this person's going to work, and this person's going to shoot. It's a gigantic waste of time. Because sometimes you might get a sincere answer. You might get a real answer. Like, oh, you know, we didn't know how long Jade Cargill was going to be out, so we had to stretch this angle. Then you're going to get an angle or a quote from The Rock where he's like, we're always 10 steps ahead. Then the whole world finds out, no, you weren't. It came up as we went along. There's going to be a Netflix show about it too. Oh, man. Guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. I am still here hanging out talking WWE Money in the Bank. But if this is your first time here, we are here on YouTube.com/Fightful. Almost every night, Raw, NXT, Dynamite for 4 hours Wednesday. 4 hours. Thursday for TNA. Friday for SmackDown. Saturday for Collision. And plus Grapsity every Saturday. Just a great time. What'd you all think of the show tonight in totality? I really enjoyed it. Thought it was, again, a great ending. I did not see that happening. Ah, oh, man. Just watching these. It's fun. You're watching the messages come in live here. Hey, Sean, interference everywhere. How much interference was there? Because there was interference all over Raw. Main event, Money in the Bank won. There was, okay, so listen, a pretty good percentage of the show, I think, didn't have interference. Just like what, two matches? Anything on why Nikki's return wasn't kept a surprise? All I can do is like have a theory here. Oh, Liv got involved. but I would assume they want some of Liv Morgan's or not Liv Morgan, Nikki Bella's fans to tune into Monday Night Raw ahead of time. If you're a Total Divas fan, maybe you happen to be watching the show, you see that, you tune in. There's a whole audience base that was not like, you know, wasn't aware of wrestling outside of the Total Divas fans, right? hope you get what I mean. Sorry for all the dead air. I got to be calculated in what I say, man. People trying to pack me up for any by God reason. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. I can't tell you guys how important that is to what it is that we do. We've got interviews with Deonna Purrazzo that dropped this week, Matt Cardona that dropped last week. Monday, we have a story on, I think it's Monday, if I get the appropriate file, on the public enemy in the WWE and their run there. My God, guys, I got to hop off here. I got to get to work. But over on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5.99 a month in the business, not only do you get daily news, access to our Discord, you get sour graps right now. They're probably still going. They're probably raging against this show. Check it out, my friends. Check out us on all platforms, especially Fightful Espanol. Till next time, my friends, we are out.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.